someone loses, a person loses someone close to them, the world is not the same world minus one person. The world is a fundamentally different world. A world without a base of Mikdash is a fundamentally different world. I'm sure many of us have gone on trips, camps. We've gone on trips with our schools. And very often, we hear about something called making a Kiddush Hashem. Or more importantly, sometimes, the school stresses not making a Chilul Hashem. You hear that speech right before you get onto the buses. We represent something. We represent a people. We represent the Ribono Shel Olam, the Jewish people represent a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And when you make a Chil Hashem, Chil comes from Lashon of Chalal, emptiness, removing, empty of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The Kinachaf describes the ultimate Chil Hashem. How the same people that God, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and destroy the Jewish people, those same enemies of Israel antagonize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say lines like, we say, incline your ear, my God, to the brazen-browed foreigners who declare, let us go forth and wage war with him against God in his own house. And hear the treacherous mockery of the scorners. The man, the Ribono Shel Olam, is not in his house. Incline your ear, my God, to those who boast, I am everything and anything else is nothing. I hear the curses, and hear the curses and disgraces of the nation whose arrogance reaches up to your very throne. The Kinnah speaks of the tragedies that Klal Yisrael go through, of the difficulties, looking at the Jewish people and saying, ha! There's no God. There's no Ribono Shel Olam in the world. You don't mean anything. This kinah is the ultimate Chil Hashem when the non-Jews can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And they laugh at God, laugh at the Jewish people. Look at the Jewish people nowadays. Rav Shmuel spoke about it. Look at our team. How's our team doing these days? Our team is losing. We're dropping people. We see what's going on in the world. How many of us can really stay close? How many of us are really bringing the idea of Mamlechus Gohan, the Goy Kadosh, into this world? How many people are making the non-Jews see, wow, look at the Ribono Shel Olam's people. But the end of the kinah, I think, is the most important part. Because all of a sudden it switches. We start off speaking, incline your ear to what the Goyim say, and hear what the Goyim say. But at the end we say, incline your ear, my God, to disparagement and ridicule. Where is your hope? Your temple would never be built. Then we say, but hear the weeping of those who mourn and cry out and yearn, when will it be built again? The answer back, what we need is the Beis HaMikdash. We need to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We need to be part of that process. We need to cry out for that process. But I started off speaking to you guys about the Chil Hashem from all those outside of this Beis Medrash, or all the history of Klal Yisrael. But let me ask you a question. It says in Bereishis, we say the Pasuk says, Aretz Ha'isa So Vavo, the Choshech Apnei Tahom. And the Medrash says that's referring to the four Golias that Klal Yisrael are going to be in. Meaning from the time that Hashem created the world, it was known, it was ordained, it was determined in advance that we were going to have Golis. Why? What's so important about Golis? Why isn't galus a necessity? The Meshech Chachma speaks, and he says that we have to learn there's a pattern in Klal Yisrael. We start off in a country, we start off not very comfortable. Slowly we get more comfortable until finally we're very cozy. And then the galus begins. Then we get kicked out. It happens in Spain, Portugal, England, and obviously we know in Germany. Why? Because we forget what it's all about. We forget what we're looking for. We're forgetting about the Beis HaMikdash. We're forgetting that we're not so comfortable here. This is not where we're meant to be. I spoke about to my share about this, told them, we all want, how many of you guys want Mashiach? Everybody says, of course I want Mashiach. But just make sure Mashiach doesn't happen during Sarah check. Make sure Mashiach doesn't come when I'm in Miami for winter break. Make sure Mashiach doesn't come when I'm supposed to be enjoying something. I mean, I want Mashiach to come, but on my terms. Do we really want Mashiach? Do we really think about Mashiach? Rav Schwab speaks at length, very often he speaks about the idea of Mashiach. He said that he went to the Chafetz Chaim. Before he went to the Chafetz Chaim, he used to speak about Mashiach. He would say, Mashiach's going to come. Mashiach's going to come one day. Not now. One day Mashiach's going to come. Schwab said he went to the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim said, 50-50 chance to come. Either he's coming or he's not coming. Safek Hashapo. And he said, I learned from the Chafetz Chaim that you live a life of really expecting that Mashiach might just come today. I want Mashiach to be here, and he might just come today. But do we live that life? Do people live that life, living, wanting Mashiach? Thinking about Mashiach? We all know the Chafetz Chaim had a bag packed. The Chafetz Chaim had a bag packed at all times, waiting for Mashiach comes. I have my suitcase ready. We speak about the Chil Hashem in this kid. The Chil Hashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is Hashem? And we answer back in the Kiddah. And we say, but Hashem, hear us who want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. That's what we wrote then. But what about now? Do we really want Mashiach? Things are pretty comfortable. We're enjoying things. I get to learn in the mornings. I'm a rookie guy. I get to play ball in the afternoons, a little bit of hockey. At night I get to learn a little bit. I'm doing pretty well. Life is pretty good. I'm connected. I'm living a life, a comfortability. I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What else do I need? I get to go, on vacation. Sometimes we go to Panama for winter break. We go to Orlando for Pesach break. I get to go also. Life is good. Life is great. What do I need? What do I need Mashiach for? You may not say those words, but do we live with Mashiach? Do we really think about Mashiach coming? Do we think about that every single day and hope for that? Or is it just a nice idea? So the Chil Hashem, I believe, is not just when the Jews, as the Gaon say, are lowly, when the Jews are in a place of being destroyed and killed. I think the Chil Hashem happens in our own backyard. And the Chil Hashem happens when we're not hoping for Mashiach, when we're not thinking about Mashiach, and we're not bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world.